today we're going to look at Jesus as the great physician, and we are looking at Jesus, getting our eyes fixed upon him. In 3 John, verse number 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish," or you could say, "I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Well, we learned several things. The Apostle John, who knew the heart of Jesus probably more than any of the other 12 apostles, he said, "When I pray for you, above everything, I pray that you would prosper in your health. I pray that you would prosper in your journey, in your walk through life, as your soul," that's your mind, will, and emotions, "prosper." In other words, if we're going to prosper, we're going to have a prosperous soul. Now, it is God's will that we live in divine health. Jesus bore it on Calvary. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53. We discover in this portion of scripture in Isaiah 53, verse number 4 and 5, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him smitten of God and afflicted." In other words, we saw it as Jewish people when Jesus was crucified. Isaiah's prophesying into the future. We saw it as justification for a man who claimed to be the Son of God, that he should have been crucified. But it goes on to say in verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." In other words, when Jesus went to Calvary, not only did he pay for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, not only did he die on the cross for our sins, but in the atonement of Calvary, divine healing was also provided. There are those who believe that healing is not for today, or sometimes it's God's will to heal and sometimes it's not. Well, two things I will say concerning this scripture, and there's other scriptures. Healing has to be for today if salvation is for today. If people can still go to heaven today, then they can still be healed today, because the price was paid at the same covenant. Now, the second thing we'll look at, that is, sometimes people say God heals or people healed, and sometimes he doesn't. That would be like me saying that sometimes God wants this person to go to heaven and sometimes he wants this person to go to hell, when he says he's not willing that any should perish, but all would have eternal life. Healing is part of the atonement. Healing is promised to you when you are born again and receive Jesus, receive his blood covering and washing away your sins. It is promised to you. It's your covenant right. Father, touch and heal those that are sick and oppressed in their bodies today. Lord, let their faith rise to see you as the great physician, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends, I look forward to hearing from you. Write to me. If this ministry blesses you, let me know. And if you would, stand with us financially. We are 100% listener supported. Our address is He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or HeesAlive.net. Have a blessed day.